Can't get enough of Rebel Girls? Well, luckily, the Rebel Girls app is now completely free. That's right. You can listen to the entire library of goodnight stories for Rebel Girls ad-free. Plus, check out the app's cool features, like activities, trivia, custom playlists, and more. All parent-trusted and kids-safe. Find out more at rebelgirls.com/audio and download the Rebel Girls app today. Thanks for listening.
Do you love time machines, musicals, and jokes? Of course you do! That's why Story Pirates creator Danny Teeger made a brand new podcast called Musical Time Machine. Who says you can't have a dance party while learning about diverse trailblazers, from Abraham Lincoln and Harriet Tubman to George Washington Carver and Thomas Edison? Search for Musical Time Machine on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts to join the fun.
Welcome back, dear listeners. These are trying times, trying and exciting. And as luck would have it, tis our season finale.
And we just found out last episode, Professor Mittens, Snoop's nemesis, and Elaine the Stork, Snoop's former partner and ex-best friend, have teamed up to cause chaos and confusion on Bark Street.
So far, they've hampered the opening of Pflugerville's first ever Museum of Dog History. Bean, Winnie, and Piper work so hard on their pop-up museum, only to have Professor Mittens steal a bunch of displays and leave behind a pile of bacon.
I'm still okay with the bacon, but not with the theft. Then Professor Mittens and Elaine stole a very special, one-of-a-kind vanilla honeycomb, or vanilnicomb, from our bee friends of the Bark Street Hive. Their queen is quite distressed.
All of Bark Street is on edge. Everyone's just waiting to see what Professor Mittens and Elaine will do next. But Sniffy and I aren't going to be waiting. If Professor Mittens and Elaine want to wage a battle of wits, oh, we'll be ready. I've done this dance before, and I'll do it again.
I didn't know you could dance, Snoop.
Oh, Sniffy, never change.
Poot here, reporting back for duty. All still is seemingly normal here on Bark Street today. It's a day just like any other.
Which is the perfect kind of day to strike.
That must be Freckles. She's calling on your red bow tie collar. Are you going to answer?
Snoop here. Freckles, any updates?
Hello, Snoop. Ever since you told me about the honeycomb theft, I've become more concerned. Professor Mittens and this so-called Elaine figure were getting more bold. They might steal something even more valuable soon, so I think I will enact Order 3000.
Not Order 3000? You really think that is necessary?
What's Order 3000?
Order 3000 is a top-secret order that is on a need-to-know basis, and you're not on that. Sorry, Sniffy.
Oh, darn.
Sniffy and I...
And Poot!
And Poot. We can handle this. I've bested them before. I can do it again.
I'm worried. The stakes have never been higher. I'll hold off on Order 3000, but I'm employing every agent we have, including Secret Agent Number 9. Don't fail me, Snoop.
We won't. We... Even in trying times, she hangs up before I finish talking.
So, are you going to tell me what Order 3000 is, or...?
Don't worry about it. Hopefully it won't come to that.
Poot alert! Poot alert!
What is it, Poot?
I was out patrolling just past your human owner's fence when a mitten came falling out of the sky and almost landed on my head.
It's another of Professor Mitten's calling cards. Elaine probably dropped it.
How many cat mittens does she have?
An unlimited amount. Open the mitten up. There should be a note inside.
There is. Here, you read it, Snoop.
Dear Snoop, I'm bored of this cat and dog game. It's time for a true battle of wits. Three places, three clues, three secrets. Can you figure it out? Pflugerville's really taken the London bite out of you, or so she says. PM and friend.
She's taunting you.
And here's the back. 1. Stress causing you to shed some fur. 2. Prick of a thorn causing things to blur. 3. Post your thoughts. Or are you unsure?
Well, that's something. She can rhyme.
I have no idea what to make of any of this.
It's a battle of the wits. Professor Mittens has given us three riddles to three locations. We have to figure them out and go to them. Let's start with the first one.
Stress causing you to shed? I'm not shedding, but I do want to be stress eating. Anyone have some dog treats?
No dog treats, but I think Lorraine confiscated some peanut butter from Steve earlier.
Shed. Lorraine shed. You're magnificent, Poot.
Poot's magnificent!
Shed some fur. Shed. Lorraine's is the only shed on Bark Street. It must refer to that. Make haste.
And peanut butter.
My shed! My shed!
Lorraine, what's wrong?
Help me! I'm stuck! I got up from my nap and stepped onto the floor of my shed, only to see it covered in some sort of sticky substance, and now I can't move my precious webbed feet!
I recognize that smell. It's the vanilla honey from the Vanilni comb.
Honey? All over my floor? But that's going to take weeks to get out. I'm giving a ticket to whoever did this.
It was Professor Mittens. We were right about the first clue. She's leading us to the honeycomb.
Oh, can someone please help me out of this, or am I going to be stuck in honey for the rest of the episode?
Here, I'll take a tunnel through and Sniffy can pull you out.
Oh, thank Quacks. Now someone better clean up my shed, because I have to go wash my web feet off now.
Now, the second clue. Prick of a thorn. It must mean a rose's thorn.
A rose's thorn? But there are hundreds of flowers all over Bark Street.
Yes, but there's only one assigned botanical garden with a specific rose garden display.
You're right. The botanical garden at the Pflugerville Country Club.
Onwards, my team of sleuths. Time is of the essence.
This day is so exciting. A battle of wits and a battle of running all over the neighborhood.
We are doing quite a bit of running. Usually I don't like running, but today it doesn't seem to be bothering me.
Poot likes digging.
Ah, we're here, the Pflugerville Country Club. Bean, we're trying to solve a case. In fact, we're after Professor Mittens right now.
Oh yes, that's right. Any luck on finding our museum displays?
We believe an answer to your question may be lying in the Rose Garden. Lead the way.
The Rose Garden? Of course. Over here.
Oh, I've never seen so many different colored roses. There are red and white and pink and blue and black.
The Pflugerville Country Club spares no expense. Ouch! Don't get too close to the roses. They have thorns.
The dirt around these roses appears to be recently dug up and by some creature who isn't good at digging, like a cat.
I thought cats could dig pretty well.
Shh! Not compared to a groundhog. Let me give it a whirl.
While Poot does what she does best, why don't we take a quick break? I can feel this battle of wits heating up. Stick around for the epic conclusion next.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
Do you like to laugh? Who am I kidding? Who doesn't like to laugh? So, okay, if you love to laugh, you'll love Don't Break the Rules. It's a hilarious comedy improv podcast where the voice actors make up their lines on the spot and try to be the only actor who doesn't break the rules. These talented actors are great at coming up with silly scenes and stories when they follow the rules for the episode. And it gets even sillier when they accidentally break the rules. The stories are guided by suggestions from kids like you, and the episodes feature laughs, burps, and the occasional unicorn. So if you'd like to giggle and play along, be sure to listen to Don't Break the Rules wherever you listen to podcasts.
We're back. Thanks for sticking around. So far, Professor Mittens has led us on an elaborate battle of wits by leaving us a note with three clues about three specific locations. The first one led us to Lorraine's shed, where we found her stuck in vanilla honey. The second clue led us to the rose garden at the Pflugerville Country Club. Poot is currently digging through some recently disturbed dirt to see if anything can be found.
What is it? What is it?
It appears to be some sort of art piece. Or slab? There's writing on it, and it's talking about the history of golden retrievers in Scotland.
Our museum displays! Pull it out! Pull it out! All the museum displays! They're here! You found them!
Well done, Poot!
Just doing what any groundhog in a dog detective agency would do.
Let's dig all the displays up. They must all be buried here.
And I can take them back to our pop-up museum. With the displays back, we can finally open. I can't wait to tell Winnie and Piper. This is fantastic. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Bean.
Second clue down. Now, for the last one. Post your thoughts, or are you unsure?
Post your thoughts? Like on the internet? Professor Mittens knows all animals swore off the internet.
No, not the internet, but the postal service. Post being the key word.
Not the post office?
Yes, of course. It would be the post office. Or maybe, just yet, the big postal mailbox on the corner. Elaine, I knew it. She's been following us from the sky. We must be right. To the mailbox on the corner.
I don't want to run into any human male people, so I'll stay a little back.
Have courage, dear Sniffy. We've almost solved the case.
Okay, I'll try to be brave.
You're the bravest dog I know, Sniffy.
She's right, you are. And there it is, the mailbox on the corner.
And that's Elaine.
She's holding the vanilla-y comb and is about to put it inside the locked mailbox, where we won't be able to retrieve it till a human mail person comes by.
Hello, old pal Snoop. Miss me?
Elaine, this madness has to stop. Professor Mittens is a criminal mastermind. Do you really want to work with someone like that?
Back when we were in London, you got all the praise, all the accolades. Everyone from Hyde Park to Greenwich could never stop talking about the great Snoop. The best dog detective in London? Yeah. Well, about me. What about Elaine the Stork? Sure, I'm no cute dog, but I'm a darling, coy stork. I was right there with you on every case, every clue, but I never got the credit. Let me guess, Sniffy. It's the same with you and Snoop now, is it?
That's not true.
Is it, though? When I joined Professor Mittens, I finally felt free. I felt in charge. I felt appreciated. With Snoop, I just felt second best.
I didn't feel that way, Elaine.
This honeycomb is going bye-bye.
You don't have to do this.
Yes, yeah, she does.
Professor Mittens!
Yes, it's moi, Professor Mittens. Am I surprised you so easily discovered the answers to my riddles? No, you're quite a smart dog, Snoop. This was just a fun little game.
It wasn't just me. It was Sniffy and Poot.
Oh, where is that little groundhog? I want to give her another of my mittens.
Give back the Vanilni comb.
Vanilni? Huh?
Aren't you brave, little one?
That's right, I am.
Listen, Professor Mittens, you had your fun. Just give back the honeycomb. Those bees need it to survive.
Elaine and I quite enjoyed wreaking havoc on this small suburban town. Much more fun than London. I think we'll have to continue to be a nuisance to you and your new friends, Snoop. Ready to drop it, Elaine?
Ready.
Oh, my.
What's happening?
Poop to the rescue!
By Jove, you've done it!
That's right. While you distracted them with impassioned speeches, I snuck off, went underground, dug a humongous hole beneath the mailbox, and crash!
And now we have the Vanilni comb back! Hooray!
How does it feel to be bested again, Professor Mittens?
You haven't seen the last of us! Elaine, fly us away!
You think I can lift you? Oh, fine, I'll try. We'll be back.
I can't believe we did it. That was amazing.
And we did it as a team. You both don't feel I outshine you, do you?
No, I'm the one who saved the day here.
No, Snoop, you know how honored and happy I am to be in your presence every day. You're a great mentor, a noble friend, and the best dog detective I've ever known.
Right back at ya. Now, let's get this vanilla, whatever you call it, back to those bees. Freckles, you're calling at just the perfect time. We bested Professor Mittens and Elaine and found both the honeycomb and the museum displays.
I'm calling to tell you congratulations on another mystery solved. You and Sniffy, and even Poot, are an excellent team, and after today's performance, perhaps greater things are in store for you all very, very soon.
Wow, really?
Poot is happy.
Thank you, Freckles. That really means a lot. She hung up, of course. You know what? If she didn't hang up mid-sentence, I'd think something was wrong.
The bees!
You've returned!
Hi, Polly in Orlando. We've brought you back your Vanilni comb.
Heroes! Queenie, Queenie, everyone come outside now.
This better be good! Ah, my precious Vanilni comb! It has returned to me! Zzz.
It was because of Sniffy. Zzz.
Thank you, Sniffy. We owe you so much. What can we do to repay you? Zzz.
Well, it wasn't just me. It was my fellow detectives, Snoop and Poot. Couldn't have done it without them.
That's wonderful. Just like our hive, everything is better with a team.
And if you don't mind, our friends are opening up a pop-up museum of dog history. It would be great to have some snacks for it as well. Maybe some vanilla honey scones?
But of course, we will provide you all with some samples of our delectable vanilla honey. To work, bees!
That was generous of you to provide snacks for the museum opening.
Okay, sure. It wasn't just because I was hungry and wanted to try the vanilla honey.
Speaking of, we should make our way to the museum now. They must have reinstalled the displays.
Heading to the museum too?
Sure are, Lorraine.
So, earlier when I got stuck in that honey, I just want to say that wasn't my best self. Secret Agent number 9 apologizes for not being at the top of her aging game.
All is forgiven, number 9.
Oh, good. And if I ever see Professor Mittens or that stork friend of hers, they better watch out. I have a lot of citations to give them.
Wow. Wow, lots of animals have gathered together for the museum opening.
Bean, Piper, and me, Winnie for those of you who don't know, set out to open this pop-up museum to educate and inspire.
And we almost didn't get to do that, but thanks to the excellent detective work of Snoop, Sniffy, and Poot, we're able to see our dream come true.
Sorry to interrupt, but per Hero Sniffy's humble request, we present to you vanilla honey scones for your enjoyment.
Thanks, Queenie. Everyone enjoy.
And without further ado, the museum is open. Thank you again to Snoop, Sniffy, and Poot. If you have ever a mystery that needs to be solved, call on them.
Have no fear, citizens of Pflugerville. As long as Snoop, Sniffy, and Poot are here, Bark Street's mysteries will always be solved. Now, time for some museum fun. What a season it's been. We've gone through so many adventures and solved so many cases. There have been highs and there have been lows, but we've done it all together. I hope you've learned something, dear listener. I sure have. And if you had fun listening today and all season, please go find all our other shows on the Go Kid Go network. Search Go Kid Go wherever you get your podcasts and you'll find your way. Until next time, remember to believe in yourself, keep your wits sharp, and always be investigating. See you next season. Woof woof.
Go Kid Go.
You probably think you know fairy tales. Cinderella, Little Red Riding Hood. You probably think that they're cute and boring. But the real stories aren't cute and boring at all. The Grimm fairy tales were weird and sometimes gross and often scary. And in the podcast Grimm, Grimmer, Grimmest, you can listen along with a group of other kids as I tell them those tales. The episodes are sometimes grim, sometimes grimmer, and sometimes grimmest. But no matter how creepy it gets, we'll always have a great time guessing what'll happen next, cracking jokes, and discussing what these tales mean to us. You can listen to Grimm, Grimmer, Grimmest now, wherever you get your podcasts. And be sure to follow the show so you don't miss new episodes.